It's always nice to see the children here. It makes our celebration more joyous and more lively. It was a week ago, Friday, Halloween. I was making my hour of adoration in the chapel here next to the church. And normally people that come, they just open the door and walk in. But there was nobody there except myself, and I hear a knock on the door. So I went to open the door, and there's this little boy, his father was on the sidewalk, is asking me to give him something. Trick or treat. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have anything here. So he was turned around, was going away. And I said, oh, come back. So I put my hands in my pocket and gave him 2 quarters. That was my whole allowance, I think. So he looked at them. He was not sure what they are, I think. He thought they were candy. But anyway, he put them in and went happy. That's fine. That's good. Today, we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica in Rome, St. John Lateran. See, most people who go to Rome, they go to St. Peter's, and they think that is the Cathedral of Rome. It's not. The Cathedral of the Pope is St. John Lateran. It's called Lateran because it was built on the land given by the Laterani family. It is the site of 5 ecumenical councils. And Pope Clement XII, he put on the front door these words, Mother and Head of all Churches of Rome, and the word, Omnium Ecclesiarum, Urbis et Orbis, Mater et Caput, the Mother Church of Christendom, Saint John Lateran, the Cathedral of the Pope. It is said, according to tradition, that it, under that church, which was, of course, rebuilt in 1646, but under the church was a little wooden table, what is left of it, that's where St. Peter used to say Mass, the Holy Eucharist, when he was Bishop of Rome. The prophet Ezekiel, in the first reading, he is writing when the temple and Jerusalem were destroyed by the Babylonians. Now, you could not conceive Jerusalem without the temple. And that's the trouble we are having now in that area. You know, most people, there is no temple in Jerusalem. There are synagogues. But the temple area has been taken by the mosque. So it's a very touchy situation. Again, the prophet is writing when the temple and Jerusalem were destroyed by the Babylonians. The temple was a sign of the presence of God. When King Solomon built the temple, God spoke to him and said, I consecrate this house you have built for me. I place my name in the house forever. Now, the coming of Jesus brought a new era. In him, the Jews have their sign and the Greeks their wisdom. Jesus now will take place of the old temple and all it stood for. The center of God's presence will no longer be a place. It will be a person, Jesus Christ. He is the temple. And since we are all the body of Christ, we are part of that temple. It's now the temple Ezekiel envisioned when he said, a living stream flows and brings life to everything it touches. What flows from the temple of God? Graces, prayers, mercy, forgiveness, love, peace. You mention it, and it flows through this river coming now from Jesus Christ. In fact, Ezekiel said, the river will also bring the Dead Sea alive. You know, nothing can live in the Dead Sea. No fish, nothing. But the river he envisioned will touch the waters of the Dead Sea and brings it back to life. This is the church founded by Jesus Christ. This church that we operate in is where we come together in the name of Jesus Christ to worship together, to pray together. The building is holy because it's here where the people of God meet to worship. In fact, the church existed far more than 300 years before the first building went up. The first building that went up was in the year 300 when the great Constantine gave freedom of religion in the Roman Empire, and the churches started going up. But the church already existed for 300 years because the church is the people of God coming together. The early Christian community called itself the Ecclesia, the church, the assembly of God. This place, again, is simply holy because it's here that we come to worship together. We, as a church, are a symbol, a sacrament of Jesus Christ. Christ is present to the world through the church. That means through his people. St. Peter sums it up when he says, Jesus called us to the glory that has made us a chosen race, a royal priesthood. We are now the temple envisioned by the prophet Ezekiel. Today, as we celebrate the dedication of St. John Lateran, the Pope's Cathedral, the Mother Church, we are asked to rededicate ourselves to Jesus, the cornerstone, the Lord of the temple. We pray for unity within the church. We are sent to unite and not to divide. Our talents are meant to go into building up the ecclesial community, the Church of Jesus Christ. In this church, there is no room for jealousy, no room for comparing your talents, no room to criticize, but to enjoy and to appreciate each other, for we are all precious stones in this temple of Jesus Christ. We are all important. The church is not perfect. We know that. Everybody knows that. The media knows that. The church is not perfect. But not any community is perfect. Jesus wants us to be perfect. And so we are to keep close to him and to keep coming here as one body. Keep in mind the statement by Father Andrew Greeley. He says, if you find a perfect church, by all means join it. Just remember, but, that once you join it, it will be no longer perfect. We must look at our building, this beautiful church. But we are more beautiful than this building. We are to look at this building, the church, as members. And we're to look at it as what it is, the temple of God, the house of God. Keep in touch with God. Keep coming here, Sunday after Sunday. It's really a pleasure to see so many of you on weekends. Maybe you know someone that needs someone to encourage him or her to come here and worship with all of us. Some people say, oh, I stay home, I read the Bible, it's the same. No, it's not the same. It's when we come together as one people of God. And when we look at each other and we give the kiss of peace of each other, we are looking at something unique. The human person, the masterpiece that God ever made. And we are all equal to God. So remember, keep in touch. Otherwise, when you die and they bring you in, God has to ask, who is it? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.